ישמע ישראל חוי מדיין חוסן מוישס כל אשר עושה אלוהיקים למוישה לישראל עמוי כי הויצי השם את ישראל ממצרים. רשי סז וישמע ישראל מה שמוע שומע ובו כי אס ים סוף ומלחמס המולד מחילתה מורן זבוכים. עד המפורשים שטל וישמע ישראל אס כל אשר עושו אלוהיקים למוישה לישראל עמוי כי הויצי השם את ישראל ממצרים. The pasuk says exactly what he heard. He heard. Vayishma Yisrael choyin midyan choysin Moshe es kol asher osa Elohim leMoshe leYisrael amoy ki hoytzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim. Rashi mashmu Hashama veba. The pasuk says mashmu Hashama veba. Shama ki hitzi Hashem es Yisrael. Asher osa ki hoytzi Hashem es Yisrael. So Mefarshim explain. The shaila is why he came now. It's after Parshas Mishpatim, in the end we have the story with Amalek. And this is what the Mechilta says, Shama Kriyas Yamsuf in Milchemes Amalek. When Yisroi heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, it was not a reason for him to rush to come. Why? He said Hashem loved the Jewish people. You know, everyone has people that he loves and people that he doesn't love. He loves the Jewish people, doesn't make them special people. They fell with love with the king. No? When he saw Milchemes Amalek and he realized that even that Hashem loves us, but if we don't learn, Amalek comes. It's no monkey business. It's no easy way. Amalek comes to destroy Klal Yisrael. He takes them out of Mitzrayim. It's a whole plan to take them to Eretz Yisrael. He's doing Kriyas Yamsuf. And now they're not learning, and it's messing it up. And when you read the whole parasha from Shmos to Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael fail, and Hashem kills them and kills them and kills them. Like, these are the favorite people that he liked. He likes you if you behave. He likes you if you sit and learn. If you stop to sit and learn. If you read what you don't have to read, see what you don't. He doesn't like you. He sends the Amalek. It's not easy. Yisrael says, "This is what I want." Shama milchemes amolek, I'm sorry, Shama kriyas yamsuf u milchemes amolek. Dor shereshum esayu oimrim. Shama kriyas yamsuf u milchemes amolek. Listen carefully. Not Shama kriyas yamsuf venitzochoin al amolek. He didn't want to hear that we won amolek. That was not an interesting reason to come. He came for two reasons. Kriyas yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek, the war from Amalek, yeah. The Nisayon from Amalek, that would make Yisrael to come. Shama Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. ויספר מוישה לחויסנו את כל אשר עושה השם לפרעה למצרים על ידי ישראל עשה את כל התלוע שמוצא עושה בדרך ויציל עם השם וייחד ישראל. And the פוסק is ממשיך ויהי ממוחס וישב מוישה לשפוט את העם ויעמוד העם על מוישה מן הבוקר עד וירא חויסן מוישה את כל אשר הוא עושה לעם ויאמר מה הדבר הזה אשר אתה עושה לעם ויאמר מוישה כי יבואו לדרש את אלוהיכם ויאמר חיים לא יתאם הדבר נובל טיבויל גם אתה גם העם שמע בקוירי ויזהרתו איזו וסחוקים וסטיירס וידעתו להם את הדרך ילכו בו וסמאסה אשר יעשו ואתו תחזה סורי אלופים סורי חמישים סורי נבצע. Yisrael comes, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu standing, a whole system, he tells Moshe, it's not good. I'll give you a much better etzer. So I love him, Meris, Chamishim, Asoris. And Moshe takes the etzer. And the question that everyone has, I'm sure all of you had it, I had it from the time I was 10 years old, 9 years old, I had this question. I don't understand. We believe that when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he gave him the skills how to learn Torah. Like, why we don't like new schools that have new ways how to learn Torah to memory? Because we don't think the people in our generation are smarter than Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And if Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't do a system of Chazaras and his yeshiva, so we don't do that. Yeah, we don't do new things. Yeah, why we know it's not the right thing? Because by us, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is good. Chazanish taught us every idea. Not that it's a guy that lives in Moyaki, now he comes with a new idea of a system of 20 times this way, left, right. Oh, he found a way. Nes Chaval Chazanish didn't find that way, right? The guy in Moyaki, I'm not saying against Moyaki, I'm just not saying, I don't know where it is even, yeah? This guy's from Moyaki, I'm apologizing. I could say San Diego, I'm not sure. But, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, he for sure has every skill how to teach. The ones that will argue with the assess, we say, with the years we've forgotten and they found it, yeah? Say it. But Moshe for sure had all the skills. He says, there comes Yisrael, a guy. Chokhmah b'goyim time, Moshe, your schooling is not a good mahalach. Come, we'll make up this yakeh, we'll work it out. Moshe says, Nes, it's a good idea. Only think if Moshe Rabbeinu, if Yisrael would not come, we'd be standing in line till today, queuing up to Moshe. That because him as the kasha a bit different. Who knows what else mistakes are in the system. And it can be, it's against our emunah. This kasha I found is a sefer from Rebbe Elchanan. Yalkut Ma'amorim, Satmar took it out. It's a big argument and the letters there, but I found there that kasha from Rebbe Elchanan. I have the sefer in my house. I can't find it now. I went over again, but I remember I saw it in the sefer. I don't remember what Rebbe Elchanan answered. But I saw Rebbe Elchanan as the kasha. But I heard from my Rebbe an answer. It's a Rashi and Dvorim. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, when we start Parshas Dvorim, he's going over the history of Klal Yisrael. So the first history is, you know, after Milchemes Amalek, is the Yisrael. It's in Parshas Dvorim, Chumash Dvorim, Parshas Dvorim, near Sheini. Voimar alechem ba'is ha'i, lo yuchal levadi, sa'is, eschem. Hashem elokichem irbo eschem, ki chuvay ha'shamayim. איכו אסו לבדי, תורככם ומעשאכם, הובו לכם אנושים, ותאנו איסי טויבה דובר אשר דיברתו. He's telling them the story. Rashi and Dvorim explains, ותאנו איסי, מלושן צער, אינוי, חלטתם, דבורים פרק א', פסוק י' ד'. חלטתם הדובר להנאסך, הויו לכם לא אמר, רבינו מיישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממך או מתלמידך? לא ממך שנצטערת עליה? אלא יודע איסי, that you wanted, that will be the only that you know, you could pay them under the table. פרק צריך דקש, רבינו מיישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממך או מתלמידך? לא ממך שנצטערת עליה? So Moshe Rabbeinu is coming a tiny to Klal Yisrael. You had to say no. When I came with a system of the new schooling, you had to say, Rabbeinu, we want to learn by you. And what would happen? It will work out. If there will be Meister Nefesh to learn by Moshe Rabbeinu, it will work out. Just, they were not holding it. So it was a tiny on them, why you didn't say no. If it's a taina, why you didn't say no, it's no kasha and Moshe Rabbeinu, why when you go down, you don't start that system? I have to offer them the real way. They're not holding there. But I can't come and tell them, Rabbi Yisai, come. If I would say, Hashem said you have to learn when you're standing on your head. So this is what they will do. So when I came down, I can't give them the system in that way. I have to give them the system in the new way. I have to give them the system in the new way. That is the only way. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them the system in the regular, what Hashem wants, that He will teach them. What we have to learn from here is so many things that are impossible until you jump and you do it. If you jump and you do it, it works out. It works out. Moshe, but I want to carry on. This is a chinuch dikazach and a yesedis dikazach. Moshe told him, you have to prefer me to be a Rebbe about everyone else. Why Moshe is the best Rebbe? I would say because he heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He heard from Reb Chaim Alein. He heard from Reb Nochem. Yeah? He's the best Rebbe. Moshe says, listen to me, I heard from Hashem. You know, they looked in the oil tail. Yeah? No, that's not a reason not to learn with a Rebbe. So what's the difference where you picked it up? If it's a better Rebbe. So Reb Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why I'm the best Rebbe? כי נצטערתי עליו, ארבעים יום לחם לא יאכלתי ומים לא שתיתי. I was מוסר נפש to learn Torah. I learned till 5 o'clock in the morning. I stayed till 12 o'clock. I care what everyone. I'm the Rebbe. So that was a person who said he heard from Reb Chaim Alein. He heard from Reb Nochem Alein. He heard from Reb Baal. I don't mean no one specific. Yeah? It doesn't make him better from you. But now listen. The punchline. Moshe is telling them, you had to say, no, we want to learn by you. And why by you? Because you also are Moshe Nefesh. That is the chain. It's one-on-one. It's the same mistake of Klal Yisrael. If you would realize that I'm better from you because I'm Mosalti Nafshi Allah. We don't know what it means, but obviously it was hard 40 days not to eat and not to drink. Obviously Moshe was Moshe Nefesh to get the Torah. Not Hashem chose him, plugged him in, you know, and gave him all the information. This is what we think. Hashem, he went up for the Shemaim, yeah? Well, UBS, like, you know how you call it, yeah? It just, Hashem connected him, all the information went in, Moshe came down. Moshe had to kill himself, to chap the Rashbo, and the Yevomis, Hutro Vanessa. He had to schwitz like us. It's not he came there, Hashem gave it to him, and he got it. He had to work very hard. Moshe says, I worked so hard, I'm the best Rebbe. But not Stam that he's teaching them, that is the best Rebbe. And that is the reason, Rabbi Yisai, to learn by me. You had to say, we are want to stand in line the whole day. You're right, the system is easier. This one says it better. No. Who is the right one? Nitzta'arti olel. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. The Pasuk is Mamshich. Klal Yisrael come to Midbar Sinai. Bachodesh Shlishi Yetzeis Bnei Yisrael. Bayoyim Hazeh Bou Midbar Sinai. Rashi, Rosh Chodesh, Hayotzer Lichtu Ela Bayoyim Ahu. Ma Bayoyim Hazeh? Sheyedivoteir Mechudodim Beficho. Chazal say Bou Midbar Sinai, Moren Shabbos Peites. Shiyordo sino leuma sa'il. Shiyordo sino leuma sa'il. What is the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a hate. Some pashtas you learn, Hashem gave us the Torah and everyone is jealous. When we have Eretz Yisrael, everyone is jealous. We don't know what to do to stop them to be jealous. But you look in the Mefarshim, it's not the Pshat. Hashem gave us a present in Har Sinai. You know what we got in Har Sinai? We got the Torah, we got the mitzvahs, and we got a box full with hate that the Goyim will hate us. That was the best present for us. Because if they would love us, we will get mixed up with them. We will get involved with them. Hashem made that the Goyim hate us. Hashem made it that the Goyim hate us. I remember when I was a bocher in Yeshivas Kol Torah, was a group in Eretz Yisrael that tried to take care of the Palestinian problem, and they tried to decide that they would make intermarriages to take care of it. So I was learning Kol Torah. It was a big school near the yeshiva. For Shabbos they had a group of a couple hundred boys and girls, Jewish and one kind was the boy, and the whole Shabbos together. Hopefully, Shidduchim will come out of that. Shidduch Shabbos. I remember the Zaman thought everyone had to come out of the Afghana. The Shabbos, everyone stood under the building. This singing Utsu'ez of the Sukkah. I think 2 days later started the Intifada. Hashem made the Arabs hate us. If we get close, he sends hate. Everyone knows in Germany was like the worstest matzah. People became very close, became very in to Hashem sent such a hate. Again, it doesn't make it right. Not for Germany to do it and not for the countries that kept quiet with them. And we're not allowed to cover it. But we're not saying now right or wrong. We're not saying now right or wrong. But we're saying something else. Sinai with the Teire Yordo Sinai. Sinai. About a person we have Chassidim and Sa'olam, and it doesn't mean we don't have to fight with them, and we have to try to be good with them. But you have to remember, don't wonder sometimes, so why this doesn't make sense. The whole world hates Israel, yeah? We don't do nothing, and they hate us, yeah? One or two people get hurt, the whole world speaks about it, yeah? We have countries around us, the Sheikh, thousands of people, no one even takes interest in about it. And we don't understand why. The answer is because Hashem made it. Hashem made them to hate us. Again, we have to do ishtadlis, but we have to know. Sinai sheyodo sina leumas ha'olam. The pasuk is mamshich. Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar sina. Okay, so everyone that reads this pasuk doesn't understand it. It's like, you know, I came to America, I came to Eretz Yisrael, I left America, I came to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were in refidim in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Now the pasuk starts, b'chodesh ha'shlishi vayavoyu midbar sina. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Bayoim Azeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai, Pasuk Beis, Vayifsu Merefidi, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, they already arrived. If you learn in Rashi, Pshat Chumash, you get Gishmak. So Rashi tells, Lo Bo'u Tzuch Lachzu, Beleforosh Meicha Nosu, Vali Kvar Kosum She Merefidim Ayu Choynim, Biyodua She Misham Nosu. But even more, Rashi is asking it, Sharker, you want to write it before Bayom HaShlishi Bo Midbar Sinai. What is Megeh after the first? We know they were there, so now say they came. But we know that they came already. Pasuk Aleph Yutes said that they came. Elo lehakish esiyosu merefidim lebiyosu lemidbar Sinai. But ma biyosu lemidbar Sinai betshuve af nesiyosu merefidim betshuve. I thought maybe they did Shuvah only when they arrived in Al-Sinai. They did it 5 minutes before when they left Rafidim. So important to know that? Could I to know that already? 5 minutes already, they were good. I hear. So important to know that? Zok de Netziv Rabo Yisai, the Yisoid of life. This Netziv is a Velt Yisoid. A lot of people say, next man, fest. You know these people? After Yevamis, fest. Okay, you choshev guys. Sunday, again, shtark, right? Next sugi. So, asoito, shtark. Zog de Netziv, it never works out. The success in Har Sinai is Vayisu merefidim, they did tshuva and refidim, and then they came to Har Sinai. Biyosum leHar Sinai b'tshuva, af nesiyosum merefidim b'tshuva. The guy says, tomorrow I will learn shtark. No. Tonight before he goes to sleep, he starts a half an hour. It works. It works. Vayisu merefidim. Chazal say, we said, Vayomer Moshe ליהושע בחר לנו אנשים וצל להילחם עם המולק מחר אני ניצב על ראש הגבעה. הגמרא אומרת, זה שאלה, צל להילחם במולק מחר אני ניצב על ראש הגבעה, צל להילחם לקרוא שאין להם הכריע. זוג את המפורשים, ויאמר השם למשה, צל להילחם במולק מחר. המולק is מחר. המולק says tomorrow fest. רוצה שאני אהיה שבס? Okay, I heard the Shmuz, you know, Shabbos, why Shabbos? Now it's 4 hours till Shabbos. These are the times. famous Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It happened, it didn't happen, but this is what the story goes. Right, not right, but this is the story goes. Chaim Shmulevitz, Chaim Stuchina, Rosh Hashiva, knew Kol HaTorah Kulo back and forth. He knew it so well. As a sefer, it was a missing, the Ktzais was missing a page when they're in Shanghai. He filled out the page from Ksaviyad. They have the Ksaviyad, I saw it. Just as a phenomenal memory. So every time, you know, in that days, it was not so much Sfarim. The Chazanish never had a shas, he had to borrow from his brother. So, in the yeshiva, every time they would ask him, what taste his answers on this kasha? He was like the walking oitzer. Like what today they call a tablet, yeah? So he was like a zah, so, and he would sit in the dining room, all the G'dayle Oilam would speak and learning. He said, so what taste it says? And he would quote. One time a buffer asked him a shayla and he forgot a taste. It was a bit of a breakfast. This is the way the story goes. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it's right or not. But this is the way the story goes. He got up and he ran to Bismarck and he started to chaz shas again. And he said if he would stay for benching, he would never be Adam Gobel anymore. Now, I don't know if it means that he didn't bench or not. I'm not going into that question. But, he said to his side, if he would stay for benching, he would not be Adam Gobel anymore. You get a chizuk, you ran away right to Bis Medrash. Dav Mincha, go upstairs. If you decide later I will steig, you never steig. Tsevi lochem be'amolek mochor. Amolek is mochor. Vayisu mirefidim vayachnu be'al Sinai. Ma nesiyos biyosom la'al Sinai b'tshuvah nesiyosom. The way Klal Yisrael received the Torah was now, not tomorrow. Receiving the Torah is now. When someone pushes to tomorrow, it doesn't help. Remember the cloud. Remember this cloud. Vayisu merefidim vayachnu ba'asim. Let's see. The pasuk is mamshich. Moshe Ola lo Elohim. ביום השלישי ביויס הבויקר ויקוילס וברוקים ואונון כובד על ההום וכל שויפר חוזק מאויד ויחד כל ההום אשר במחל ואי ביום השלישי ביויס קוילס וברוקים ואייס מרפידים יבוא מבר סיני ומוישה עולה אל האלויקים ויקרו אליו השם מן ההור לימוי Koisimar lebeis Yaakov v'tagid lebeis Yisrael. Yutes Gemara, the third pasuk. The first pasuk was Vayavoyu b'ayim azamid bar Sinai. We said Sheol do Sino, Vayisum erafidim, and now Vayikro Moshe ala l'alokim Vayikro. Koisimar lebeis Yaakov v'tagid lebeis Yisrael. What is called Toimar lebeis Yaakov v'tagid lebnei Yisrael? So we know Beis Yaakov is the girls. In our generation, is easy to know that Beis Yaakov is the name. The schools of the girls, Ubnei Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, "Kasema lebis Yaakov, elu anoshim. Toim alem beloshon rako. V'tag lebnei Yisrael, oinshim v'digdukim. The men can hear strong. The ladies be soft. Okay, we'll be soft to the ladies and hard to the men. But the question is, we know, ish v'isha, men goes first, right?" Halacha. Why the Torah speaks first to the woman and then to the man? You know, our Torah is gentlemen's end, not the opposite. Yeah? It's a goyish way to say for kill. Somebody told me once a vitz. It's a vitz, but a vitz is also. Also, the goyim know that first is men and then ladies. Say the Torah. Just when we write in Hebrew, we write Anoshim Venoshim. So when it translates to English, then English you start to read from the other side, so it became ladies and. Yeah, but it's true. So the kasha is no kasema le b'siyakov v'tagi le bnei Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Bechaye shtel zanit. I want to read a piece of Rabbeinu Bechaye. Zog Rabbeinu Bechaye. Kasema le b'siyakov elu anoshi. וציבו לדבר על אנושים תחילו ללמדו מוסר ודרך ארץ ואוי כדי להמשיך ליבו מלטוירו והמצווס ולא אמר להם ראשי פרוקים מפני שאינדלתי מיושבס כאנושים ואוי שהאישו הטוירו היא סיבו לטוירו. A good woman is a reason for טוירו. שיכול לו להמשיך את בנו לבית המדרש לפי שימצוי בבית וירמחם אסולו בכמה מיני געגועים she gives him cakes כדי להמשיך איסו אחר לימוד התוירו מנעורו וגם כי יסקין לא יוסו ממנו. If you want the man to learn, we need to have a בסייעקוי. If we don't have a בסייעקוי, we will not have a yeshivas. If we have good wives that want their husbands to learn, then we will have the system. Velekach, because of that, Reuyo Isha Lispale Lashem Mizborach B'Shas Adlokas Neir. That is the reason she will be davening B'Shas Adlokas Neir as Shabbos. She mitzvah muteles oleo, she yitin lo Hashem boni meirim bateiro ke atfilo yoysa nishmaz B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah או בזכוס נרשה בשהוא אויר תסכה לבוני בעלתי אני קרוא עם אויר. So what is לכך? What is the פשט? I think, what is the פשט על רבינו בחי? She's in charge, so she davens וזכייני. וזכייני. She's davening the וזכייני. She has to bring them. This is her job. The father of Atem, שנעמת לבנכו, he has to teach his son. But the one that brings them, so she's the one that davens for them, cares for them. It's not Stam, the Yiddish Imam davens for the kid. She davens for the kid to become chelik from Torah. That's very important. The person marries a Isha to know someone that is machshiv Torah, has chashivas to Torah. If not, it doesn't work. If she has chashivas l'tayro, if she's machshiv tayro, she will get you in the end to get to that place. But if not, gonish. Then the pasuk is mamshich. ויהי בימים השלישי ביועס הבוקר ויהי קוילס וברוקים ואונן כובד מאוד. It's a lot of noise. A lot of noise. קוילס וברוקים ואונן כובד על ההר. What is this קוילס וברוקים? So Rashi in Parshas Shmos, Parshas Vayero, learns that it was the same koilas that when the borot came down. Rashi says there, and the Torah brings it down and Bapashas Vairo HaKoylis Yechdolun V'Aborod Lo Iyoi. Why it says HaKoylis Yechdolun V'Aborod Lo Iyoi? Because Borod will not come down anymore, but Koylis will be later because it will be in Matan Teire. Then so it says it was Koylis. Then when you get to Perek Chof after Matan Teire, פרק חוף פסוק בזיין. וכל העם רואים את הקהילס ואת הלפידים ואת כל השויפור ואת ההור עושה. So again, we saw these פסוקים, we hear עשרת הדיברות, וכל העם רואים את הקהילס. So you could have learned Vito, the bombs, the fireworks that are going around, yeah? Rashi learns, no. Roim es ha-nishma she'efshar liris b'mokim achar. They saw the words of Hashem talking. They saw the words. So Rashi learns, the Moshe, the Rashbam learns not like that. Roim es ha-koilois ha-borot ve'avonim. The Rashbam, the angel from Rashi, says in post perek chof posuk, was the noises. So he asked Akasha, so what is Roim es ha-koilois? So the answer is they saw the hail and the stones. Not exactly, yeah, but it's not so clear how you see these noises. Rashi says, Roim es ha-nishma. She'efshar liris b'mokim achar. What they saw? So it's interesting. We have, and the posuk later, not in our parsha, in Parsha's Dvorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael, Yishom Alech. Where's the pasuk in Dvarim, if someone remembers? It's just, it's an issue to forget Matan Torah. We have a sitter in the back. We have a sitter. You have a sitter? It's one of the schiras. Look at the schiras, eh? Kishomo lecho ushmo nafshecho mo'oid pen tishkach es advorim asher ro'u einecho. Where's the pasuk? Parshas Veschanan, Perek Dalet Posuk Tes, Rak Yishom Alecho Ushmo Navshecho Pen Tishkach Es Advorim Asher Ro'u Einecho. What is Advorim Asher Ro'u Einecho? פן יסור מלבבכו וידעתו יום אשר אמרתו לפני השם אלוקיך בחורב ישמור לכו ושמור נפשכו פן תשכח את הדבורים אשר ראו עיניך. What is the דבורים אשר ראו עיניך? What you saw? I'm asking you. You have a mitzvah. You said every day in davening, right? Sure, you said every day. Yeshua found it. Yeah. Hashem tells us, Yishom Alecho Ushmo Nafshecho Pentishkach Es Advorim Asher Ro'u Einecho. Don't forget what you saw in Har Sinai. I'm asking you, what do you have to remember that you saw in El Sinai? What? You have a mitzvah. You didn't do it today in the morning? You don't say it because you remember anyway. What do you remember? Then what? I'm asking all of you in the room, what member? What? I don't know what that was. Tell me what. What you remember, right? You remember to come to Yeshiva. You remember that we stand in El Sinai. And what happened in El Sinai? You know what Rashi says? You remember it was a Koilis and Lapidim? You remember it was Koilis? Remember that we saw Koilis. What you saw in Choyrev? Koilis! We ask you, remember Koilis. Now, what Koilis Rashi is? What is Koilis? Rashi is, you saw that Hashem is talking. Don't remember Hashem came down. What we're trying, never forget that we saw the Koilis of Hashem. I hear, amazing. Zog de Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Gimel. It's the Tif Kabbalah of Nefesh HaChaim. I have to share you with it. Zog de Chaim Valojina. Pshat in this Medrash. Don't forget it. Al Pize Yeshloima. Shoyushemi Mesanire. Veroi Mesanishma. Listen what happened here. Shoyimi Mesanire. Veroi Mesanishma. Two things happened. They heard what normally you could see. They heard. They heard the benches, they heard the buildings, and they saw the words. What normally you could see, they heard. Shoyimi Mesanire, Roi Mesanishma. Zok Reb Chaim Valojina. Rotzoloima. That they became so... I'm going to ask you a question. You see this, yeah? You see a piece of wood here. It's very clear. When I'm talking, you believe it. But you don't see it. When they became Ois Gashmi was the opposite. Gashmi is, it is such a thing, a car, is such a thing, a house, I don't know what it is, but it's something like that in the world. They knew that is a Gashmi is. But Ruchni is became that they understood Ruchni is like it's a fact. Roim es ha-koilis explains in Chaim Valoshiner, it's not what the little kid thinks, and Avada is a pshat from the Goyen, that they saw it. Rebel Bavazi said that Buskarov told him that Teresh be'alpeh, Teresh be'ksav can't be be'alpeh. So they had to see the words of Noichi that they could read it. Because if not, it's Teresh be'alpeh. Muzan Teresh be'ksav. That is the Brisk Mahal. Yeah, but we got Rav Chaim Valojina, That Rav Chaim Valojina says, they became to the Asoge that Bereishis is a Metzias. Royim es ha-koilis. Al Shaderech Moshul, if they wanted to understand what is a steak, they had to explain it's like something that comes from a chicken, it's like straight. Hoyotzoch lesaper leashmiya. Shiyesh nemetzias. Ha'in yonim aruchim shetchil hoyotzoch leaviyah ba'oizen, ra'uom bechush reiyosom v'niflo isasagosom. I'm not saying that they didn't see the word Aleph, or they did see the word Aleph. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, Hishomel lecho, remember, Ruchnius is not in the ear. Ruchnius is a Metzias. Zocher al Tishkach. Asher ro'u einecho. Remember that you came to a time that you understood Ruchnius and Gashmius, you did not... See, you only understood Gashmias. Because that was the real Akorah. Istakel by Raisa ve Bora Almo, that is a Metzias. That is a Metzias. Yesterday night, I had to be in Bnei Brak. And this night said I had to be in Bnei Brak. And I was one of them, I had to meet a lot of Tamil Chachom. So one of them that I met, he's the one that writes the Das Noito. I don't know if you know the Sefer Das Noito, the Chuvas of Chaim Kanievsky. So he had in his house all of the Chuvas. So there's around a million Chuvas of Chaim Kanievsky written. 1000000. Million. And Reb Chaim keeps them already from 20 years old, yeah? Everything is marked, Mesuman. And his letters from Reb Dov Lando, from Gdeli, so long letters to him. And it's impossible. Chutz Kol HaTorah Kulo, he knows. Chutz that he learns Kol HaTorah Kulo. A million tshuvas. It's a million tshuvas. It's not a million people that asked, but some people, some kashas are. It's over a million shaylos, at least. A million. So, how he has time? And every time when he gets the shaylos, he divides the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. He first answers the Kohanim, then the Levi. Kiddushta. He's kind of the mitzvah of Kiddushta. Every group is kind of the Kiddushta. When a person is ruchnius, it's time for everything. It's unlimited. And our asoge is its limit. Klal Yisrael came to her asoge that the ruchnius is a mitzias. Ruchnius is a chefze, it's a mitzias. And this is our mitzvah to member for Matan Torah. The reason I'm speaking it out first because it's a nice piece to say in Chumash. It's new. But not only because of that. We have a mitzvah eser lefi Rashi to remember that. And if we don't know that, so it means lefi Rashi we can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Lefi the nefesh haChaim, to know this, this is the mitzvah, this is the tnai. It's not also that. This is the mahus, this is the tnai. So this is the avoida. Stop it.
Well,